Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. For 20 years, Cirque El Waz has been taking the public and critics by storm in more than 440 cities around the world in ID. An astonishing modern circus transports audiences to a vibrant urban streetscape as the stage of Proctors in Schenectady comes alive with the boundless energy of acrobats, breakdancers, and contortionists who perform against a kaleidoscope of eye-popping projections, building to a stunning finale of a one-of-a-kind video trample wall. The company was at Proctors last weekend and will perform again this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We are joined by dancer 40 Nguyen. 40, good morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
We also welcome the tour manager, Maria Maneva. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Wonderful to have you back. Thank you. So, as I mentioned, you were here last weekend. You're going to be performing again this weekend. So how is the Schenectady residency treating you?
Oh, very well. Thank you. And we are so happy to be here because the response of the audience is it's really amazing. I guess 40 being an artist can talk a bit more about it. But I feel proud when I see reactions in audience and very pleased.
I introduced you, 40, as a dancer. Mm-hmm. Right now you're wearing a T-shirt that says, in case of emergency, breakdance. So yes. I'm assuming breakdance is part of your repertoire.
Yes. I'm not wearing this T-shirt, ironically. Yes. My specialty is breakdancing and other hip-hop dances.
Now, I found your biography interesting because it said that you came to this rather late in life. At 18.
Yes.
But you look like you're 18, so I don't really know.
I get that a lot. I still get carded at bars.
Yeah, I bet you do. All right. So, how old are you?
I'm 28 now. Oh no!
Wow.
It was my birthday.
So
I'm 29.
You're 29.
Even older than I look.
Wow. Yeah. So you've been doing this a long time. So like 10 years.
Yeah, I've been around the block.
I would definitely card you at a bar. So, when you start doing this, at what point do you realize, okay, well, I can, you know, make a living out of this?
Well, I feel when you're dealing with a passion that you enjoy, in the beginning, I did not even really think about using it as a feasible career or anything like that. But I was, at a young age, I guess I was just sort of just following my passions and letting it lead me towards a financial career and stuff. So, I guess as soon as I started getting out of university, I went to a dance university, and as soon as I finished my education, I told myself, okay, I'm just going to keep doing dance jobs, and as soon as the flow of work stops coming in, then I'll start to think about maybe getting more of a steady job. But the flow of work never stopped coming in, so dance eventually became my job.
And within the context of this show, the ID show at Cirque El Waz, it isn't just breakdancing. You're doing a little of everything, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In terms of dance, it's not just breakdance, but we deal with many different types of dancing. There's some popping and some hip-hop and some locking. And in terms of other disciplines, there's also many different circus disciplines, juggling, trampoline, handstands, and all kinds of other stuff.
Popping, locking, breaking, it all sounds...
I hate to say popping and locking in the same sentence because...
Don't hurt yourself.
It's all safe. It's illusion. But
I don't think it is illusion. I mean, your body really is doing that stuff.
Yes. But
you're a professional and you know what you're doing.
Yes. Exactly. I should say one thing to give the audience a perspective is that anything that you see a dancer do that looks like it hurts, you have to think that they have to train to do that. So they've probably done that move like, I don't know, like 100,000 times. So if they're doing it, probably it doesn't hurt. The nerves are dead.
Right. where it stopped hurting a long time ago. You're just used to feeling awful.
Yeah.
So you do like this something on this trample wall where you're jumping up and you're doing all kinds of things. I've seen the video. It's insane. And yet, you know, again, the practice, I can't even imagine the practice to do that and make it look so effortless. But it seems to me in looking at it and looking at you that the thing that really comes to that not only is the skill but incredible strength, right?
It's difficult to think of myself like that way, I guess, just because from my own perspective, the training that we do it so often, and the improvement is so gradual that I guess we don't even notice it. But I would say that with the things that we do, both circus and dancing and acrobatics, it's more technique than it is strength. So if you took, let's say, I'm doing air quotes.
Yeah.
No one can see me. If you took a weak person, but that person had the mindset of a person who have good technique, they could still do all the things that we can all do. And not require that much strength, just more mental technique.
Okay.
But I can confirm all these guides are very strong.
That helps too. That's actually for aesthetics.
Is it? Because, I mean, you have to hold your body up, you know,
at one hand
and spin around. It seems to me you have to have the strength.
As a
46-year-old doughy guy, I can't myself, no matter how much I have it ingrained in my mind that I want to do that, I don't think I could do that physically.
I think they come hand in hand, both the technique and the strength.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I think you're right. Maria, in talking about this, of course, dance is one element of it, but there are other elements that come to the show, which is part of what this is, the ID show, but it's part of what all of the various productions of Cirque El Waz do.
Yes, I would say circus in all its creations been having very multidisciplinary approach, I would say the history is also that we have shows that touch very deeply the audience. We always have a good reaction from the audience, means that the show is made in a way that involves the audience, and kind of audience goes through the whole show with us, being with us kind of, and we feel that this is the main thing that I would say for me defines how the Cirque El Waz shows are.
And The performers, most of you, I think all of you, you're young. You're young performers, right?
I would say the age is 20s, early 30s for some
okay.
people.
So do you find your audience to be younger as well, or is it all
over
the board?
Oh, this is the amazing thing. Actually, 40 can talk of like from the point of view of somebody that's on stage and seeing the audience in front of him. But from my experience, like, we have all kinds of audience, all kinds of ages, and it works well with all kinds of ages. Actually, we have small kids that will say hi 40 at the end of the show, or we have old people that will say, oh, it was such a pleasure to see your show. So, you know, we have both, and we have in the middle, we have all kind of ages, honestly.
Yes, I think the range is quite wide.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's fun for the whole family. I would say you can even put together a couple of generations and go and enjoy the show together, and it's always good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I guess what I was getting at is that it seems as though that it is hipper and a little more modern than other circuses of its kind.
Oh, absolutely. It's a little bit difficult to describe this and to
prepare audience for what they'll see,
prepare
actually.
The expectations because,
but it's really young show, that's what it is. It's meant to be modern, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And these guys that are involved in the show, and 40 is one very good example, they're very modern, actually. They do things that are very contemporary, that kind of their modern life that they live nowadays, it's on stage and somehow made, I guess, with a romantic stage appearance and everything, but at the same time, it's something very contemporary.
Because the type of circus company we are is a very contemporary circus company, and that's just why I don't want to. I want to sort of temper the audience's expectations of that. It's not quite, when you say circus, it's not going to be like lions and bears and da, 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 and like a ringmaster, like, ah. It's not like that. But it's a more, in the circus world, there's a spectrum of the Cirque Soleil company with huge costumes and very extravagant, crazy lines, and which is great. And there's also
and a little weird.
Yeah, and a little weird. And there's also more European style, where it's more intimate and smaller audience, amazing tricks, but you feel very close to the artists, and it's more artistic, and you feel like you're being taken more of on a journey. And I feel like Cirque Le Was, this show ID, is sort of a good mixture of both, very extravagant, great production, but as well as more intimate. You are closer with the artists, and you are still taking on a journey.
You hail from Canada.
That's right.
And it seems as though the circus scene is fairly vibrant there.
It's a very good scene there. Yes, they have a very great circus school there. Where I'm from, Montreal, and Canada, specifically Montreal, seems to be quite a hot spot for a circus in general.
Yeah. So that I have to ask this question now that you're that I've learned that you're much older than I thought you were. So you know, at what point does your body say, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore? And do you plan for the future?
I read an interesting quote recently where they said, and it was about dancers, but I think it applies to any physical artist, where the quote was, a dancer dies twice in their life, once when they stop dancing and the other for real.
Yeah.
But I think that all physical artists need to come to the realization that this is a physical job that we do, and just like any sports athlete, we work with our body and we cannot do this forever. I think there will always be a moment where we have to make a decision to make a transition into something else. A lot of artists, they like to still stay within the milieu, so they often tend to go into choreography or other
teaching.
For the type of discipline I do, breakdancing, it's difficult to say because it's still such a new dance, and the oldest breakdancer who started doing this dance is still around. So it's hard to say, and still dancing. So it's hard to say what is the limit.
Yeah. So you have a long career ahead of you.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. In the minute that we have left, Maria, what can people expect from the last weekend of Cirque Le Was ID at Proctor's?
I think everybody enjoyed so much the first one. I think the second one will be even better because our audiences give us energy back. So sure. I think come, guys, and have fun with us. I'm sure you'll have great fun.
It is Cirque Le Was ID at Proctor's in Schenectady, New York this weekend. For ticket and show time information, you can go to proctors.org. Proctors.org. 40 Nguyen and Maria Maneva, I thank you very much for joining us. Have a great time in Schenectady.
Thank you for having us.
Being with us. I appreciate it. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.